Hello everyone and welcome to Tactical Insert episode 4. Thank you very much for joining us, everyone in the live stream, and also if you're watching this later on YouTube or listen to it in your car on our podcast. Always with us on Tactical Insert is myself and the lovable Evil Noodle. Do you want to say hello, Evil?
Hi there.
Look at you looking all manly and chuffed with your good shirt open and that. Hey, shocking. We've also got a very special guest this week. By the name of Flinty94, Flinty19. He's around on YouTube, etc. Go and check him out. Please say hello, Flinty.
Hello, Flinty.
You have to take things literally, don't you? Shocking. So, for those of you that don't know Flinty, go and check him out. Very good channel there on YouTube. I believe it's Flinty13. Is that right, on YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
Go and please check that out. He does a lot for subscribers. He does a lot for smaller channels, things like that. Please go and check him out and subscribe. And just tell him that Foxglove sent you. I'm sure he'll be more than happy to accept you there. So, welcome, and thanks very much for joining us. We've got a bit of a slowish news week this week. Not a lot major has happened. There's a lot of news come out about leaked news for Black Ops 2, sorry. If that's even what it's called, has anyone actually said what it's going to be called yet?
Me? Black Ops 2?
It's... Right. Me and
Noodle...
Oh, we'll have me and Noodle's got a fiver bet on, right? And I'm tight as a duck's ass, so he's not going to get it. That he reckons it's going to be called Black Ops 2, whatever the tagline is. I let him off with that. And I think it's going to be called anything else, because I don't think it's going to be Black Ops 2. And I still don't think it's going to be Black Ops 2.
Iron Wolf.
Well, Iron Wolf was what they were kind of called the MMO thing like 2 or 3 years ago, didn't they? They could still call it Iron Wolf, but I don't know. But I don't think it's going to be called Black Ops 2.
They've actually announced they're not calling it Iron Wolf.
Oh, well. But they haven't announced they're calling it Black Ops 2 either. That's the bit you need. So that crisp fiver is staying in my wallet noodle, and it's as simple as
that. Right. This is a situation. One of the developers accidentally put on his CV that he's currently developing Black Ops 2. It's been listed in two different separate companies from two different websites. It's going to be called Black Ops 2. Common sense must prevail, folks.
You're not getting me fiver. Anyway, so we said this last week that we don't like really talking about rumours and stuff. We talk about what we want in the game and stuff. So we did talk about this last week, but Flinty, obviously, we haven't heard from you. So I don't know if you've seen any leaked information yet about Black Ops 2. Do you pay attention to it?
Not many.
Right.
Hell no.
Well, what do you want? Look at the stuff in Black Ops 1, and look at the stuff in Modern Warfare series. What would you want to return in the new Black Ops 2, if it's called Black Ops 2?
Good hit detection.
Yeah, always good one.
Black Ops likes that.
Mm-hmm.
A wide variety of game types.
Well, that was part of the leaked info, wasn't it? They're saying they're going to take away Team Defender and Drop Zone. I don't have
Uninfected.
I don't really I don't have the hand.
I didn't play Kill Confirmed.
Kill Confirmed was quite... I didn't mind it. I thought it was a bit better than just sit back and camp and do what you need to do in Team Deathmatch, but it was definitely another game type I liked. There's a new game type they've announced called Escort. Well, they haven't announced it, they've just sort of rumoured it, saying that it's basically search and destroy, but instead of a bomb, you've got a VIP. So a player on your team is the VIP, and you've got to escort them around like 2 or 3 flags in a certain order. So that would be...
I've played something similar to that.
Yeah, it's, I think, was it Unreal? One of the Unreal tournaments had that, which was quite cool. I did quite like that.
I had it on a SWAT game.
On a SWAT game?
It's called SWAT 4.
All right.
Fantastic game that was.
I mean, I used to play Counter-Strike, and that was like, you go and get the hostages out of a building and stuff. That was quite cool. But yeah, we're looking forward to it. But yeah, so anything else you'd like? What about the kill streaks and stuff? What systems do you like, and what do you want to return?
I think the Predator would just have to stay.
Yeah, let it stay. Let it be a few more kills. I think having it as a 5 is too low for a Predator missile. It's almost a guaranteed kill or 2 kill, and you can keep it in your pocket in case someone's capping a flag or planting a bomb and stuff. I think it's far too valuable to be a 5-kill streak.
And more sniper rifles, we need them.
No. Right, just hang up now.
What?
We don't need more sniper rifles in the game.
More sniper rifles?
Yeah. Quick scoping.
Yeah, I don't mind sniping, but there's a time and place for it. If you have a full team of six going round and not all sniping, there's no point in playing. But yeah, if you've got one or two and it's a long-sighted map, fair enough. But it depends what you want to play. If you want to go out there, enjoy yourself, and even enjoy yourself by sniping, do it. Go into free-for-all.
Enjoys themselves.
Yeah, that's the thing. I had an epiphany about 3 weeks ago when I was in with one of my subscribers, stroke, team members, whatever, and he was glitching, for want of a better word, because all he wanted to get was a Moab. And I joined him, and I kind of went along with things. I got a Moab, and you know what? I felt dirty after I got it. So I was like, right, I'm not in for KD anymore. I'm not in for win-loss. I'd rather just play for win and play for rare for the fun of it. And since then, when me and Noodle, especially, has been on, we've been having a laugh and taking the mick out of people, and it's actually been a much more enjoyable experience, hasn't it? So, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I just don't like it.
You just don't like it?
Because they don't like me.
Who don't like you?
COD.
COD doesn't like you? I don't think...
Don't BS it dishes out.
Like what? What upsets you? Come on. Put your heart in your sleeve. Come and tell Uncle Fox.
Cheaters.
Yeah, all right. Cheaters. There's cheaters and glitches, yeah. But depends what kind of cheaters.
They ruin it. All types.
Well, if there's the proper cheaters who are actually, like, flying about in God mode and stuff. I haven't seen
exactly.
any. I understand there's a few in Modern Warfare 3 now. I haven't come across any.
Looking.
Yeah. The stuff that bothers me is, like, is the tack insert, shooting your mate in your head, which was, you know, boosting in Modern Warfare 2 and stuff. I haven't seen a lot of that.
They're all twats.
Yes, completely agree. They should all die of genital warts. We're all agreed with that. But I think they did...
Does that even fail?
Fucking hope so. The ones I'd give them, they would be, I tell you what.
Well, if it's not, we'll finish them off with matches.
Get them the Dettol and the wire brush. Come on. Screw them from the eye, exactly. But yeah, a lot of the stuff in any any game at all is the bullshit that it gives you. Yeah, I completely agree with that. So, I'm going to bring it up again, I'm playing Skylanders at the minute. Quite enjoying it. There is, it's very glitchy, it's very jumpy, there's bits where you just get stuck. That really, really upsets me. And there's stuff like that, and not so much with the game, but the people that play COD. Yeah.
They're all twats as well.
Well, I play COD. Don't call me names, Flint. We've just met.
Not everyone.
There we go. Good man. I've got a smile on my face again. So.
Most people, man.
Come and play with us. Get your PS3 out. Come and play with us. We'll show you how to have a good time. It depends on some of the people.
Then we'll maybe play some COD as well. Yeah.
Some of the people we play with have restraining orders and can't stand within 500 metres of a school. So you need to be careful of those, but you'll be fine. We'll hold your hand, you'll be okay. Noodle, it's alright, I still haven't told anyone. So yeah, we're looking forward to Modern Warfare. We'll see how it goes. And when we get more concrete information than just Amazon France putting out a poster, we'll definitely talk about it. So, yeah, something else in the news was something, yeah, was... I didn't realise, but there's a lot of videos put out on YouTube about it, and a very long-standing member of YouTube has decided to leave the scene for a bit. A guy called Sean Hutchinson, otherwise known as Hutch, one of the big kind of guys from over Machinima way, which I understand Flinty's got an interest in. How do we feel about Hutch leaving the scene?
No comment.
We just, yeah.
Next.
I don't care. Noodle doesn't care. Flinty doesn't want to give comment. Let's face it, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. He had one good montage that he put out and then took down. I don't really care about anything else. Other than that, good luck to whatever you're going to do, mate. Big tick next to me, yeah. Fantastic. Right, moving on from that kind of stuff, something I want to talk about was the sort of the time it takes to do stuff. Now, just before we got on to doing this live show, we were just kind of talking about how busy we are doing other stuff. I know Flinty does loads of recording, he does loads of subscribers. Is it Subscriber Sundays you do as well? Yes. I understand there's quite a lot of work going into stuff like that, a lot of recording. So, I don't know if you're at school, work, college. How do you balance your time between doing that kind of real life stuff and the online stuff that you do?
Well, YouTube is my job, so. And it's something I like doing.
Fair enough. So you don't have any other stuff you do outside of the YouTube world then? You don't have a job, you don't do anything else, no outside hobbies, anything like that?
Not really, I'm just waiting for my health to get back in order.
Alright, okay. I didn't know there was an issue with that. Fair enough. I mean, me and Noodle, we both work, we've both got full-time jobs, we've both got wives, I'm married, I know Noodle is very close to getting married. And it's, for me, it's very difficult trying to find time to do stuff. I don't know about Noodle, how about you?
Yeah, I mean, the difficulty is, especially with the challenges we face at work and, like, kind of extracurricular stuff we do at work, if you like, times we maybe spare socially, and obviously the time that we do have our spouses monopolise, really, for lack of a better word. So in order to get, you know, the social aspect of it, if we're not doing our work or spending time with our missus, which is very rarely, then you're looking at maybe one day a week at the most. So yeah, difficult.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we plan on doing stuff and then things don't work out, or you maybe have a night of gaming planned and then everyone's like, oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, doing the other. It's quite difficult to get everything together, but it's trying to find that balance, and I am struggling at the moment, I must admit, to narrow everything down and get everything sorted. It's just, yeah. I mean, I am wanting, if it was sustainable, I think I would quite happily move to a gaming-orientated background and use that as a job. But I'm also thinking that'll never happen. Maybe if I did this 5, 10
years. I just want to be a gynecologist.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The problem with that is, though, right? The problem with it, though, right, is if you do something day in, day out, you get bored of it in real life. So you run the risk then, don't you? Look at builders, right? Mm-hmm. Builders, 40 hours a week are building people's houses, yet their houses are usually shit tips. So if you've been looking at Fanny all day, do you really want to come home and have a bit play?
Why, I? Me?
Oh, well, it might just be me then, fine. I just tend not to bring me work exactly home with us. It's okay, that's fine, no bother. So, moving on from that then, another thing I want to talk about was what goals you have for YouTube or whatever online community you've got. I think, yeah, it is mainly YouTube that both of us have got, so what would your goal be? I'm not saying that if you reach your goal you want to stop, but what is your next goal, Flinty?
Well, I'm due for a direct ship in a few weeks, so that'll become my full-time job.
Excellent, congratulations.
It'll pay me an insane amount.
Don't say that, don't say that, because it's making me jealous.
It really is.
No.
Insane amount.
Yeah, I mean, I've made no money whatsoever off YouTube and videos and stuff like that. I do it just because I like doing the editing and stuff like that and meet people and the social aspect of it, but... So
that's the right attitude.
Yeah. So you become a director. What's the main difference between what you do now and becoming a director?
The main difference is directors are allowed to upload to the different channels that they have.
Right. So Machinima have Respawn. They have a sport. They have. Is it
the Realm? Realm?
That's like the World of War kind of stuff, isn't it? Right.
Yeah.
So, can you upload to any channel, or can you just... I don't know how it works, because I assume they've got quite a few directors, so how do you know when you're going to upload to what?
Well, Well, once they apply, it'll be for the respawn section, since that's what I do, innit?
Mm-hmm. So then, so are you allowed to put one video up a day, one video up a week? Do you just kind of share it out amongst all the directors?
I believe they schedule it.
Right, okay. And
your responsibilities change?
Not really.
Alright, okay.
As long as I'm active.
So you've just got to remain active, that's kind of the only thing that you need to do. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, if it's your job, then you would, won't you?
Yeah, exactly, if it's going to be paying the bills. I mean, let's face it, if you had a normal 36, 37 hour a week job, you were going to be there anyway. So you've just got to have the... what's it called? Like, the determination, I guess, or the drive to do it in your kind of your spare time. To get up and think, right, I need to go and play 4 hours of COD. I need to go and play 4 hours of this. I mean, God, let's I hope that never happens to me, having to get up and having to play computer games. God, bloody hell.
I just hate COD.
Yeah, I must. In fact, I've got a horrible day at the office today. I must go and play Dead Space 2. I don't know how I'm going to ever get through this.
It's like old Battlefield. I hate that.
Yeah, I'm Battlefield.
I don't like Battlefield.
I had about 2 minutes ago on Battlefield. I got my brother-in-law for Christmas. Went round here to give him his Christmas present, had a couple of games, and was like, nah, this is absolutely crap. It's weird how Battlefield is completely different to any other first-person shooter, and there's therefore crap. But, yeah, what are you going to do?
It's massive maps.
Yeah. Do you know what I really want to go back to?
It's got a new
headset. I want to go back to an arena-style one. Like, I know Nexus has just come out. I think that's only Xbox, though, isn't it, Nexus? I think it's coming out for PlayStation 3 soon. That looks quite good.
I have no idea.
But I want like a Quake Unreal Tournament kind of go around shooting people in the feet with rockets and seeing what happens. Looking forward to that.
You can get it for the PC as a browser version for free.
For the Nexus?
Quake Live, that's it.
Hmm.
Yeah, Quake Arena Live.
Yeah, just go on your internet browser, sign up.
Alright.
It's actually not bad.
I don't know if my, humble PC will play it.
Oh, well, it's just a browser thing.
Oh, well. I might have a look, so Quake Arena. I think I've got Quake for my PlayStation 3, actually. Okay, cool.
It's just on my laptop, got a scroll pad, so that's no use to me.
Oh, yeah. It's quite difficult to get turned on someone, isn't it, I guess? Yeah. So, after that then, where do you think that'll take, or do you think that'll just be that for forever and a day?
Not really anything I can do after that.
So that's the top of the...
As high.
That's the top of the tree and what you aspire to.
Pretty much.
Pretty cool. Me and Noodle talked about this before. My goal, not my short-term one, possibly not my long-term one, but definitely one of them, is getting a message from Woody's Gamertag saying, I want to community block this person. That is my goal. That's the only thing I want. So... just a random person who's upset Woody's Gamertag send me a message saying, I want to put a community block on this person. For two reasons. One, I think it'd be pretty cool to know Woody's Gamertag. And two, he's a quite friendly, easygoing person. So to upset him doesn't happen very often. And to warrant a community block hardly ever happens. So to be on that list of people he trusts to community block someone, I think would be pretty cool. So that's my kind of...
What's a community block?
You know, like, if someone comes on and calls you loads of names, they want to rape and murder your kids and your wife and all that kind of stuff, and you, instead of going, block, you actually...
I do that every day.
Yeah. You actually message all the other YouTubers or people like you know and say, right, this person's been an absolute ass bandit. I want them to block them from your channels as well. So even though he's done nothing wrong to me, I block him on your behalf to my content. So, yeah, I thought with the Shinner and stuff, you would know about community blocks, and I thought that'd be part of the thing. What, like, you're on this list, so if everyone does a block, they block everyone. Oh, that was kind of the plan. That's me just assuming. See, if I ran the world, that's what happened. I would have everyone on some kind of email list. If you block this person, everyone blocks this person. I am God, goddammit, yes. So, yeah, that's my goal. How I get there is going to be quite difficult, but I think that's quite cool. So, now, Noodle, I know you don't really have a YouTube-y kind of presence. You just tag along with my success.
I have a goal. But,
so I will then, what's your goal? And if it involves Jessica Rabbit, I'm off. Switching you off.
Two videos.
Now hold on, I've recorded one this morning. I just haven't put it up yet.
No, on my channel.
All right.
On my channel. And one of them has to have something to do with Ronald McDonald.
Right, if Ronald McDonald has been mentioned, I think, in every single podcast and whatever we've done so far.
I've mentioned some back here, to be fair.
Your first video was really good. It was about my birthday party and how Hitler wasn't invited to it. It was a get off the wall kind of video, but please go and watch it. Just type in Evil Noodle 85 and it'll come up the top of your browser in YouTube and just check out that video. It was really, really good. So.
Really wasn't happy.
Yeah. And if you look on...
It sounds hilarious.
I don't think it was a special video I did, but my team night out for my birthday, that was quite epic. Lots of people getting drunk and dancing.
I know, sorry I missed it as well, again.
Oh yes, I forgot you weren't there, were you? You're the only one.
Real life, family, you know who you are.
We had this planned ride for 2 months, 3 months. I had someone from Birmingham come and drive up and stay with his missus in the hotel, right? Birmingham. Brummy, you're a legend. He came up and with his girlfriend, fiancé, I don't know if they're engaged yet, but fiancé, say, she works at Greggs, she's a catch. I'd love my wife to work at Greggs. Can you imagine all the free pasties you'd get?
Oh.
Jam donuts and stuff. Yeah, he came up. Noodle lives 15 minutes around the bloody corner. Oh, I can't come here, I can't be bothered.
Hold on. Mouth like that, really domestic issues.
I know. It was quite a serious thing, and I'm just winding you up, I know. I know you couldn't be there, and I'm sorry, so that's fine. Never mind, okay. So, what have you been up to this week, Noodle? Anything good, bad to report?
Well, I've been by myself. Tomorrow would be the fourth day. My better half's got off to Coventry to see her family. So, although you might see this smart shirt and T-shirt, I'm actually sat in my boxer shorts because I've got them out clean.
Do you not know how to put the washer on, like?
Don't make it stand up.
Please don't.
So I've been fending for myself. I've been cooking for myself, which I've just had some rather nice pork chops and stuff, and sausage was quite good. I've run out of bread though as well. I'm not going to shop. I've been fending for myself. It's been hard. Well, it's been almost been like Auschwitz, to be honest with you. Have you seen this? And I've shot him before myself. apologies to any Jews.
Hang on. Just in case it ever happened, I do have a disclaimer. Right, it's on the live stream now and in YouTube, if you think. It's basically a massive disclaimer saying, people's views are their own, it's only having fun, so don't take things so seriously. I actually made it in Photoshop, I was so proud of myself as well. So yeah, please don't take offence if you are Jewish. Let's face it, you've got enough things
to say. The big man, 1939 to 1945, he had the right idea, he just went around it the wrong way.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm saying.
Shame, really.
I'm not going for ethnic cleansing or anything like that. I'm just thinking sometimes we need to adjust our society. And that's all I've got to say.
Right, okay. So shall I get your course? No, you're all right.
I'm fending for myself, mate. Me after tea, treat is like a pack of rhubarb custards. Do you know what I mean? Times are really hard.
Is that a product placement?
No, it's
Asda, good for you. Nice as well.
It's usually chosen by you, even.
Hold on.
Isn't it?
That never got banned.
As I say before, he's banned from going. He kind of going close than 500 metres to a school. When we're talking about goals, he needs to get off certain registers. Right. What about Flinty? What have you been up to? Anything notable the last couple of weeks?
Just been watching some good TV programs.
Mm-hmm. Anything interesting?
Not really. Not really. Can't really go out yet.
You said it, boy!
Oh, well.
I just want to get my bike MOT'd.
It'll fly through, man. I'm sure you take really good care of that bike. It's a really, really nice bike.
Once my health's perfect, I want to get it MOT'd and new insurance. Mm-hmm. It's an expensive do.
Yes, I know. I've got two cars in my family. I know exactly what it's like. Never mind. Well, I had quite a funny story from, for those people who follow Team Burn, one of the founders is called Maiden83. Maiden83 is right about my age, quite thin, quite petite. You know what I mean? He's in the room. He's quite a fun kind of guy. Anyway, Easter weekend, we went down to Whitley Bay, which is a arcadey beach type of place. Pissing down rain, but there you go. So we went there. It was myself, my wife, my wife's sister, and he's married to my wife's sister, so he's my brother-in-law. And we play on a particular game in the arcades. It's a poker game, where it's like 10 pence a go, you get 5 cards, you win money. Anyway, there's usually one of these in every arcade we go into. We went into this arcade, and this old woman was playing on this arcade game. So we're waiting for a little while, and eventually she buggers off. So Maiden's like, get in, there's my opportunity. Straight in, pound in, fantastic, starts playing. Anyway, right, she comes back over, proper barges him out the way, proper puts a weight behind her shoulder, the lot, barges him out the way, gives him a pound and says, and I'll do the best impression I can, this is my machine, like this, right? Maiden just went fucking off it. He's like, fuck are you talking to? This is assault, this. And I was like, hold on. Like, 28-year-old getting beat up off a 90-odd-year-old woman, and I was pissing myself laughing, mate. There was me, our lass, and as I say, his missus behind this machine, just pointing and laughing as he was getting told off this old woman. It was class. So, really, really enjoyed my weekend after that. I've seen him today, and I brought it up again. So, if he's watching this, hello, Maiden, and I hope your bruises have all healed, because that was a pretty nice shoulder badge. And then we kind of forgot about it. Well, I hadn't let him forget about it. He was trying to forget about it. And then, like, 10 minutes later, pumped into her again, and she come over again. You really shouldn't be playing on the Pingles machine. What do you think you played at? That was my machine. It was quite funny. I remember trying to be there, but I really enjoyed it, and I thought it was quite funny. And it was a shame it was pissing down, because it was actually quite a nice weekend leading up to it. But never mind, there you go.
Doing a quick shout-out to Urban Rage. He's just texted us. He wanted to get his 3 pence worth of fame. So say hello to Urban Rage, everyone. Member of Team Urban.
Hello, Urban Rage. Hello. Yeah, he's getting mine somewhere.
Don't get Rage.
Ah, he's crazy stalker-like.
Say hi to the stream for me. Hi.
There he is. Yeah, see. There we are. Okay.
Have any of you heard of...
What else is going on then, Fox?
That's all I've really done. I've signed up to a thing called Raptor. Has any of you heard of this before? It's like an online... I don't even know what it is. It's like you put in your... You make up a profile, and you can link all of your game and stuff to that profile. And it'll automatically tweet out when you're playing whatever game. It's quite cool. So it like puts all of your achievements and all of your scores, all of your games all together in one place. You can link your Xbox, your PS3, and your Steam account all together. So if I'm playing, and then I can directly link myself to, like, Noodle's thing to see how we do on achievements and things like that. It's quite cool. So I've been messing about with that today. That's all. Mm-hmm. I haven't been doing anything. I've been doing loads of work for work. No, that sounds strong, but yeah. Me and Noodle's got...
What about that file I sent you?
Oh, yes. I forgot about this. So... we've both seen the film. We didn't watch it together. A film called Real Steel. Have you seen that, Flinty? The new hip-hop place where the big end fight is. And they went round the studio, like, to see all the crowds. And they had all these sponsorship boards up. And, lo and behold, for people in the stream, you can now see it, there was a picture of an Xbox 720. So, is this kind of the first bit of product placement to show what's going on? I mean, it's like Mercedes-Benz, Capital One, Coca-Cola. If any of these people are interested, by the way, hook me up. We need a sponsor. So yeah, 720's there. So, is this a taste of things to come? Because there was one thing I was really excited about, which was in the film I Am Legend, they had a massive poster hidden for Batman vs Superman, which I was really looking forward to as a film. And now that's not come off. There was loads and loads of people talking about it at the time. So is this just to someone going, like a bit of a fanboy, I can make whatever art up I want, put this in? Or do you think it is going to be the Xbox 720?
The one thing is that they've got to have Microsoft's permission to do that because it's the official Xbox logo with 720 next to it.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're obviously getting permission to put it up.
Yeah. I guess the same with all of them as well, isn't it? Capital One, Mercedes, Coca-Cola. I can't see what the other ones are. But I'll switch this back to the podcast now. So, yeah. Don't know. They would need, yeah, now I'm thinking about it, they would need the official permission, I guess, from Xbox, unless they just haven't noticed. Or, but would they
not... It's a Steven Spielberg film at the end of the day, though, so it's going to be, like, all official and I's and T's crossed and dotted, aren't they?
But would they not agree just to put that in there, just to give a bit of, sort of, people like us talking about it? A bit of noise about it?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Santa gives. I mean,
could just be a little joke.
Possibly, yeah. I mean,
yeah, could be.
We'll probably all get the new consoles as soon as they come out. I take it you would as well, Flinty. I think.
No, yeah, definitely new PS4.
Yeah. Do you play an Xbox at all, or are you all PlayStation?
All PlayStation.
All PlayStation, nice one.
Don't like Xbox.
And neither do I. Well, to be fair, I've never actually played on it. But just like every normal person, I know nothing about it, therefore hate it. So, I had an original Xbox.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
No, that's what you've got to do. That's the best thing you can do with people.
I know, I agree.
I forgot he's not from up north, is he? Doesn't know the northern ways.
The northern ways.
The northern... Like?
Are you?
What?
Wheeze keys are these?
Wheeze keys are these keys?
I can do many accents, it's alright.
You can do many accents, or you can't do any accents?
I can do pretty much any.
Right, on the spot. We need like a challenge and kind of music. Challenge and, challenge and, challenge and. Right.
What the hell's that?
How are they? Let's name an accent, Noodle.
Oh no.
On the spot, Nelly. How are
Austrian. Them?
Austrian.
Austrian, yeah, I cannot speak German.
No, I'm sorry, but that was...
I can do better than that.
That's pretty much all of the Eastern European languages. That wasn't just Austrian.
Just merged together.
It's a hybrid, then. They moved to Austria.
That was an Austrian of German descent by an...
Very diplomatic.
...in Austria.
Yeah.
And he's wearing Lederhosen.
Lederhosen? Yeah, the Lederhosen. Is that Uber, yeah?
Well, I can do pretty much every other one.
Every other one, right? <was. laughs> I want
except,
to hear...
Except apart from something
silly.
I'll give you an easy one. I want a South African.
Well, that one's a hard one, though.
But what are you going to do? Are you going to do the South African, then? Hey? Hey, man, yeah, listen to me.
That's like a Kenyan dictator.
That's one I can't do.
I think we've just lost our
that's one I can't.
PG-13 there, haven't we? Really? Well, I've lost that at the start. Who cares?
I think we lost that at the Jews.
Them Jews have got a lot to answer for, right? How about...
Fucking hell, like...
Let's go more local.
Sorry, Jews.
Can you do Liverpoolian?
Yes, Lice, I can do fucking any accent. I told you.
That's not bad. That's not bad. I'll give you that. I'll give you a star
rating.
I'll
give you an eight. Appeals, so it's quite hard.
I'll give you a star rating 4 out of 5 with a yes for compliance.
Name's not Foxglove.
That's an in-joke for anyone that I know in real life. So, what about... I was going to say Ugandan, just to be nasty. I don't know why. I don't like Ugandan people.
So what are you going to do?
Oh! What you do to my bae? Sorry, that was my feeble attempt to be Ugandan.
I don't know my man.
Oh! Give me your social anyway. Account number. There you go, that's my Ugandan.
Stop being disrespectful, you.
I'm not being disrespectful, it's a truthism. Do you not watch Face Jacket? Did you watch... Face Jacket was on this morning, he swore on live TV. Get in. It's his career over with. Yeah, I didn't hear it, but apparently he did swear. It's quite cool. I think Flinty is actually going to go into some kind of coma in the next 5 minutes. Give him some Pro Plus.
20 to 10.
Do you want some Pro Plus?
Need the glucose injection.
Red Bull Enema. That's what you need. That'll wake you right up, lad.
Oh, I think it will.
That'll wake you right up. And that point was intended. Right.
I'm kind of intrigued.
And now, but you know how expensive Red Bull is. We'll have to go in for Asda's finest there, like, won't we? You'll have to get some Blue Charge down here instead.
I've got a couple of them in the fridge. Look.
Oh, cold as well. Get in. What have you got? Blue Charge, aye. I remember when we went and bought Modern Warfare 3, and it was like midnight release in Asda. And, no, it was Tesco, sorry. Better get it right. Every little helps. And...
No, I was Asda.
I sent me and Gaz and Nighty were all in the queue, and we were flagging. We were all being to work. We were quite tired. So I said, oh, go and get us a couple of things energy drink while I'll keep our place in the queue. And he comes back, right, and the energy drink was sponsored for breast cancer, and it was called Pussy. And he's like, oh, Fox, I've got you two cans of Pussy. And I was like, you bastard, yeah. In front of all the queue as well. So my first night playing Modern Warfare 3 was my lips around some cold pussy. It was quite nice, yeah. Enjoyable.
Why change the habit of a life, then?
Oh, gives you quite warm. It wasn't chilly as that. Ice cold, man. But, yeah, so it's all good fun. So, as I said, it was a very slow news week this week, really. Not much happened. We've all been really busy for Easter, I guess. Yeah.
Eating all those eggs.
Yeah, I haven't eaten.
Can you not tell?
I've just get my mum these.
I was 10 stone on fucking Thursday.
Fucking bullshit. 10 stone in your leg.
Egg.
What?
That's just muscle that goes soft and I'm not using it.
Alright. I was thinking, right. Doesn't it appear to you that he's like getting quite bigger in the camera? Not because he's gaining weight, but the gravitational force is moving the camera closer to him.
That's pot noodles in it.
I don't know where you live, big lad.
You're right, you do. Get yourself out. Emma's not in. Get yourself out. Got a spare bed. Is that why you didn't? I don't think I want to be out, I'd be like.
Right, because you want the double bed with me.
Oh, I'll be about right. Aye, isn't it? Tell ya, some of you don't
make a mess. Close
your daddy and walk up the door. Sorry.
Some of you don't make a mess. Saves me your job.
Just put me knickers up when you're finished. Sorry.
Just didn't wipe your cock on my curtains. That's all I'm bothered about. Do you know how much I'm doing?
No, I put it in the kettle.
I've done my bloody back in and all. Not off that, by the way. That was a kind of good segue, though. I've painted all my bloody deck in. I hate owning a house. Ridiculous the amount of work you've actually got to do to keep a house. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, homeless people are the future.
Yeah, I agree. You know what I mean?
You what just kick your box about. Get your hair like that.
Let's go through the pros and cons of being homeless, right? One, you don't have someone nagging at you to do housework. Two, you can smell like piss and shout at random people that go past you in the street and not get looked at favourably for it. If I do that, I have to be like, yeah, look at that. Him down number 10.
What do you mean, if, when you do that?
That was one off, right? And I'm still saying that wasn't me. That CCTV footage wasn't conclusive. I've mentioned this before, but you randomly get given pasties. I think that would be quite cool being homeless. You get the random free pasty. I don't get that hardly ever now.
If you want to redecorate, just piss on your box.
Nice. Very nice. And, well, the COD is probably the government to do you for tax evasion, like buying a house. You wouldn't have no bloody TV licence, you wouldn't pay council rent, you wouldn't pay...
So what are they going to do? Sue you? You've got fuck all.
They're going to take your piss.
The worst that will happen, they're going to put you in Her Majesty's Pleasure, all-inclusive for a couple of months.
Actually...
Fuck them.
That's what they should do. Homeless people should get pissed and go out and commit crime. Got all the space in the prisons.
You heard it here first, folks, but we don't condone violence.
Like a five-star bed at home, innit? I mean, yeah, people might get a bit rapey, but it's a roof over your head,
hey,
and it's free food.
I said surprise first.
Yeah, Flinty, this is the rule, right? If you're ever going to commit rape, if you shout surprise first, they can't prosecute you. I've been told that from a very reputable source.
Wow. I'm not really into that kind of stuff.
I'm just saying,
hey, don't lock out your drivers.
We've all done silly things in our lives. All I'm saying
I don't know
is,
about you and Noodle, but whatever.
If you shout surprise first, it doesn't count. All I'm saying. Right. Let's move on.
And where we're from, four players scream you bitch and I'll fucking knife you.
Hey! I love living in the northeast of England, mate. Class.
Everyone get to choose one of these.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that was actually, that was in the proportions of me. Oh, ow.
Still,
will you stop holding them like that? It's making me cringe.
Sorry. I could have done worse, but I didn't.
They wouldn't have been so long if you keep holding them up by the bloody floor again. Jesus Christ. And you
hasn't got any,
Flinty, yeah? Isn't this the best night you've had in your life?
Oh, God.
Actually, the odd thing about that thing is it's peculiar shaped ears. Do you know what I think? I know this makes for really bad radio,
mine.
But I don't care. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I also really need to
take films.
Eh?
Films.
Films, yeah. On your advice, watched Immortals last night. I'm never ever getting that 2 hours back in my life. What an absolute...
Immortals is immense.
It was crap.
It's got quite possibly some of the best death scenes I've ever seen in my life.
It was...
Except for Spartacus Vengeance.
It was rubbish. Awesome. I'd rather go and watch my mum having a bath.
Again.
It was just... I put it on and I...
What was bad about it?
And right, okay, I put it on and then it kicks ass for like a good bit of it, which I thought was quite good. The first sort of 5-10 minutes was quite good with John Hurt, etc, etc. And then you find out about the whole gods and titans, and I thought it was quite cool. And then just nothing happened. The first 30 minutes of the film were good. The rest hour and a half was crap.
It all kicks off.
It doesn't. Nothing happens. Go back and watch it again.
Lower your decibels.
And type.
Right.
Time how long they actually have a bit of a Barney. Nothing.
I have better things to do than watch a film and time how long they're having a Barney.
Well, I'm just saying. It's all just crapness.
The hell's a Barney?
Finny? You seen it yet?
No.
Yeah, don't bother, mate.
Not
honestly,
heard of it.
Don't bother.
No, you need to watch it. It's amazing. They've confirmed they're going to make X-Men First Class 2, they started filming in January, I think.
Who's this?
That was a really good film.
It's going to be the same cast as First Class?
Yeah.
They've all gone on different tangents, so I'm getting confused. None of them line up with each other. They're all, like, randomly...
What are you talking about?
Oh, it just doesn't matter.
What are you talking about? I've genuinely upset you about that, haven't I?
Look,
make
a universe and stick to the people in the universe, but they don't. They've changed it that many times now. It's getting ridiculous. Sick.
Mm.
Anyway.
All right, calm down.
What about horror films?
What was that, matey?
Oh, horror films.
There isn't any good,
any good ones.
There isn't any good horror films out at the minute. Not proper.
I like the Woman in Black.
That wasn't horror. It was just jumpy.
It was made by Hammer.
A horror film should make you go home and want to keep the lights on in case there's someone hiding. That's what a horror film should do. That was just jumpy. It didn't make me feel scared. Like Amityville, right? The original Amityville horror scared the shite out of me, and it still does to an extent. But that was proper scary films. It messed with your head. Women in Black and Saw films and all, and Scream, they're not scary, they're just jumpy. They make you feel like you shit yourself for a second and then you realise what's happened and you get dismissed. It's what you need is...
You've got a point.
You need...
What's your favourite horror film, Flinty, like?
I don't know. There's some ones that are in like a top 10. I don't really have a...
Ooh.
Don't really have a number one.
The summer.
Oh, well then, give us a top 5 then or something.
There's a lot of crap out there, though.
I need to make a list.
There is.
Well,
there. I'm a massive horror film buff.
Yeah,
Dawn of the Dead would be in there.
Ah, love Dawn of the Dead, yep.
Night of the Living Dead is in there.
Mm-hmm.
Amityville Horror.
Original or reboot?
Original. Don't even...
The remake.
The remake?
I haven't seen
it. I like the remake.
I haven't seen the original, so I can't comment.
Principle.
Oh, you need. Oh, Saw. Game is good, but yes,
Saw's not bad. It's not bad.
Which, what was that?
I like
Saw?
The scenes.
Okay.
What the stuff? Oh yeah, Nightmare on Elm Street is somewhere. You can't beat that. Classic. The Dream Warriors.
What the
Dream Warriors? I don't know. That's about it. I watched The Adjustment Bureau last week.
That's
not horrible, you know.
Yeah, I enjoyed
it. No, it's not, no.
Bad.
It was religious without it throwing it down your throat. I thought it was quite good, that. How you still don't kind of know what's going on at the end. Spoiler alert.
You did that with me with Titanic 3D.
Yeah. Sorry about that, guys.
Have you seen Titanic 2?
Oh,
they made a second one. Was everyone in wetsuits, like?
I sat in the shallow end. I'm telling you. It's shocking.
Well, that's got to be on Sci-Fi only. That's one of them films that went straight to Sci-Fi.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Speed is
the
a good film.
The gist is, it's something like the 100th anniversary of Titanic, and so they have this like honorary voyage, and the same fucking thing happens.
What's the likelihood of that happening?
Like, identically.
I still think, you know, right, the whole Titanic thing, because I know it's like 100 years coming up, isn't it? That's why they're all kicking off Titanic 3D and serials and all this crap. But I still think, right, the captain of the original Titanic went, unsinkable my arse, hit that fucking iceberg. That's what happened. That's what killed all them people. Do you not think?
I try not to.
I know you'd, well... Do you not think, though, they've made this first unsinkable ship, so the skipper is like, no, I think we should just glance over that iceberg, see what happens, and the captain goes, try it, see what's going on.
Thing is, though, right, he's a captain of the most prestigious ship in the world at that time, so that's not an easy feat.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to risk crashing the ship that he's responsible for into an iceberg, just to prove someone wrong.
No, prove them right. He didn't think it was going to sink. I think he actually thought he'd be fine.
Well, if he said, unsinkable my arse, then he's thinking it's going to sink, isn't he?
All right, I'm going to put that slightly wrong. But, you know...
You've just blown your whole feet out the water.
If you get in right, 1980s, Morris Minor, and someone says to you, oh, no, this'll go 100 miles an hour, what you do? You put your foot down and try it, don't you?
No, I'd probably be slapping them for speaking to us like a pikey.
you bastard.
Get the fuck out of here.
Don't mention pikeys, you know that's my Achilles heel.
There's only two things I can't stand. It's intolerance for other people's cultures and fucking pikeys.
Have you seen the film Speed?
Yes.
Yeah, man.
First and second.
No, that is a good one.
Yeah, first and
second was awesome film.
Shocking.
Cruise Control with Alien Mode 4. It was alright. Didn't mind it.
On the ship.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of films here, actually. What about war films?
I took all my downstairs.
War films. Hamburger Hill.
Never seen it.
The Deer Hunter. Would you class that as a war film? Because it's kind of like after war, but still awesome, awesome film. Platoon.
Mm.
And Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, I've seen that.
That's a long film.
Too long, though.
Don't start us on films, though, because I'll take over.
Yeah.
Sorry.
There's a lot of good war films.
I like...
Enemy at the Gates.
No, the best war film is
love that.
Dirty Dozen.
Anyway,
go and watch Dirty Dozen.
Yeah. I've seen Dirty Dozen.
It's mint.
You'll be telling us Inglourious Bastards is good next.
I haven't seen it. Is it worth a watch?
No.
Oh, right, fine then. I think I didn't. No, I tried to watch it on a plane once, but it wouldn't play. It's what you get when you just sneak.
Well, I think my favourite film of all time has got to be probably Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, that's
It's a long film.
It is a very long film, but it's just got, like, some of the most in-depth character creation and, like, plot twists, turns, you know, the righteous ending. It's just got everything, really, you should have.
Is it a Stephen King?
And then maybe Citizen Kane.
Is that a Stephen King film, Shawshank?
Yeah, he wrote the book, yeah.
He wrote the book, right.
Amazing as well. Same as Green Mile, by the way, for people. Yeah.
Yeah, he does really long films.
Mine is... Oh, bollocks.
Oh, well, it's a good one.
Oh, yeah, my favourite film ever is The Truman Show, that's it.
Truman Show?
Please tell me you've seen that.
Oh, yes, I've seen it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Truman Show's amazing.
Fantastic.
I actually like anything with Jim Carrey where he's doing a bit of real acting instead of, like, the kind of slapstick shit he does. I mean, obviously there's bits in there, but the guy, like, really is a good, genuinely good actor.
Yeah.
Very versatile.
Number 23.
Yeah, man.
Number 23 it's called. That's a really good film.
Yeah, the same.
Really
also,
good
like, really, really good actor.
Really enjoy that film.
I never liked that number 23.
But you didn't?
It's right. You start, you come out the cinema and you're like, oh, what adds up to 23? And, like, loads of stuff do. Freak out.
Bit of mind fuck.
Yeah, freak out.
Well, you can do that with any number, really, though, can't you?
It's the same, like, if someone says to you, I'm thinking about buying a new car, and they say, oh, I'm fancy buying a, whatever, Toyota Yaris. Next time you go out driving, every other car's a Toyota Yaris, because you're looking for it, and you notice it more. It's the same with everything. So when people say, oh, yeah, the number 23 occurs all the time, it is because you want it to, not because it does. Don't give in to the mind fuck people. Be your own self. Colour your hair blue.
Shit breaks.
Upset your dad by sleeping with loads of men. Right, that's enough of my past girlfriend. Right.
I'd rather not do that bit.
Yeah.
You will heed his advice.
Yeah. I mean, my dad's a bastard, but I'm not going to sleep with men just to piss him off.
Oh, your dad?
Yeah. Yeah, Dad, you wouldn't cuddle me as a kid, would you? Zip, one lob, right. So...
Yeah, you stuck three fingers in your nose.
I think... Flintney, do you need the number of a psychiatrist now? Are you sure you're going to be all right?
Yeah, I can do that now.
You've got one of them day courses on the internet, haven't you? Another thing good YouTube's good for.
They won't have us back at Samaritans, though, I don't know why. Oh, I fucking said was built up.
Bless. So, yeah, been quite cool. Thank you very much for joining us, Flintney. It's been emotional.
I quite enjoyed it.
I hope you don't take anything we say seriously. Seriously, nothing we say we mean. Absolutely nothing. Biggest liar in County Durham. Noodle, on the other hand, means every word.
That's why I am a sexy bitch.
Yeah, he says his missus is away in Coventry for 4 days. Let's put it this way, no one's heard from her. I think she's buried under something.
She's in the booth.
Hang on, you're not hearing the muffled screams there in the background.
No, that's me love slave under the stairs.
speak when you're spoken
to. I'm going to get the police on him now.
Nah, it's fine.
Sorry, right, he's...
They're outside now, they're not here watching him. They've tapped his phone, that's why he actually is Skype.
There's grass in the pitch, let's play.
Yeah, that's a good rule of thumb, people. If you don't know what it means, you're probably too young to know about it. Right, so yeah, thank you very much for joining us, Flinty. Please go and check out Flinty's channel, Flinty13 on YouTube. There will be descriptions if you're watching this on YouTube, so have a little look in below and click the link. As ever, please have a little look on Team Burn PS3 if you want to check us out for other gameplays and stuff. I am going to go back to doing more commentary-style videos. I've been doing A Road to Commander, and we had a technical issue, which means I can't do it anymore. Really upset
me. It broke.
Yeah. Oh. I was really enjoying doing it. We'd lost one match. The entire prestige, and I was level 54. Lost one match. And Twitch TV just decided to just break, and it didn't work properly. But never mind, it's all good. I don't cry about spilt milk and stuff. Something randomly just fell off. Hang on. Oh, get in, I've just been attacked by a random Lego car.
Noodle's good at that.
What
am I going at?
Attacking.
Penis system.
Yeah, attacking
people. I don't really do much attacking, I just, like, you just put chloroform over the mouth and they don't fight back.
Yeah.
It's like the film Scanners, if you've seen that.
Yeah, man, I love Scanners, yeah.
I haven't seen that, actually. Right, then, so yeah.
I do that same day.
We're calling end to that. So thank you very much, guys, for everyone that takes part. Hope you enjoyed it. Episode 5 will be probably weekend week. We'll see what goes on. Please send us messages either on Twitter, on Facebook. We've got Team Burn set up on there. Go to YouTube, have a little look on there, send us a message on Twitter. Anything you want, I will have a look at. Not necessarily respond to it, because I get quite a bit, but I'll definitely look at it. So, any close remarks?
Oh, Noodle, where's your wife?
What was that?
I just want to know where Noodle's wife is.
Tune in next week, and...
Yeah, we need proof she's still alive.
When I see our last makes a lovely sandwich.
We need proof she's alive, and if it's by next week, and if it's you in a dress, I'm going to be very upset.
I'm not Norman Bates.
Spoiler alert. Right, so yeah, thank you very, very much. That's our up. That's my Mine and Noodles community service for the week. And we'll catch you next week, guys. Thank you very, very much.
Hang on, you're missing something.
Oh, sorry, yes, and my apologies. We do this every week. It is going downhill quite rapidly, but we'll carry on doing it. It's Noodle's Thought of the Week, so please go for it, Noodle.
Thank you. Again, I've got two this week. Do infants enjoy infancy as much as adults enjoy adultery? No. And
the website,
if olive oil comes from olives, where does baby oil come from?
Oh, yeah. You've got to squash a baby real good. You probably wring a baby out, get it by the legs, get it by the head, and wring it out. And as you're wringing it out, you get like a little receptacle. But don't go newborns, because they're quite little and scrawny. Get them like 3-4 month old. Lather them in as much... Just get them out the bath when all the paws are loose. Wring them out, baby oil.
Ooh.
Noodle's thinking about it. He's actually thinking about it now.
I'm worried.
So on that note, for more baby wringing out techniques, join us next week. Thank you very, very much, everyone. Bye.
Laters.